Rabbanan.
Tana Rabbanan. Kelev Agadi Shadolvu Mimata Lamaila Turin Lamaila Lamata Chayavim. Gemara says that it's normal for a dog or a goat to jump down. So that would be, I guess it would be Regel. And for a dog or a goat to jump up is not normal. And therefore, to jump upwards is Pater. What does Pater mean? So we have here Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says Pater means Pater Menezek Shalem V'Chayev Hati Nezek. Rashi, I think, is the more Pashup Shat in the Gemara, that it's Keren. Jumping upwards is abnormal. So it's Keren. So Pater means it's not Chayev Nezek Shalem. Tosfos, on the other hand, learn, and the Rush, that Pater means Pater Lagami. And when it says here in the first Braisa, Shedolgu Mimata Lamaila Pturin, means Pater Lagami. And Tosfos needs a Hesber. We are learning the whole year that an animal that does something that's normal, that's Orche, it's Chayv Nezek Shalem. Animal that does something that's mishuna is chayav hati nezek. We never had that an animal does something that's mishuna and it's totally potter. So the question is how to understand Tosfos. So first, let me tell you the way I learned, the way I understood this when we learned this last time, 7 or 8. I think it was 8 years ago. Well, we learned Bava Kama, and then, as I mentioned yesterday, I saw how the Beis Lachem Yehuda learned Tosfos is different than we learned it at that time. Let's start with the way I learned it originally, and it seems that Rav Moshe understood this way in the Dibros Moshe. Well, what's the issue? The issue is why jumping up should be Pater Lagami. Why should be Pater? If it's normal, it's Nezek Shalem. If it's Mishon, it's Chati Nezek. The Gemara said earlier, on Daf Tzayin, I think, that why is the Torah Mechayiv that you have to pay Keren? Why do you have to pay Chati Nezek? It's not something you expected. The Gemara said, "Ki hechi delintere leture." The Torah wanted to give you an incentive to watch your shor, even for things that are not so normal. The Torah wanted to give you a motivation that you should watch your shor. So the Torah said, "Look, if it doesn't have a mishuna, you're going to have to pay." So the person knows he has to pay. It gives him an incentive. Ki hechi delintere leture. Now, there are certain things that are Mishona, but animals do. Animals, we all know that sometimes animals gore with their horns. Is it normal? No, it's Mishona. A normal animal walking down the street doesn't gore. But it's a Dava Mishona that people know animals do. And if it's something people know that animals do, so you keep an eye, if you know you're going to pay Chatzi Nezek, so you keep an eye out for it. You try to, as best you could, you try to watch out for it. And there's a third level. Besides Orchei Mishona, there's a third level, things that animals just never do. Things that they don't do at all. Things they don't do at all, even if the Torah says you have to pay Chatzi Nezek for it, you're not going to watch your shor. Ki echid delintere leture means you watch your shor for things it does sometimes. But things that animals just don't do, you're not going to be linter able to it. You're not going to start watching out for it, even if you have to pay Chatzi Nezek. So those things that animals just bechlal don't do, that's the chiddush of Tosfos. That jumping for a kelev agadi to jump l'mata l'mayla, they just don't do that. Now, of course, if there's food up on top, they do it. But that we already had earlier, that it's then it's considered a derech to climb up a barrel to get food. We're talking here about jumping up just to be mazik. So that's not normal. Animals, the kelev and kedi don't stam jump up on things for just to be nazir. And that is a third level of mitzias, something it just never does. Something it just never does is potter. So, yeah. See, that's why I mentioned the end of Gemara, that we understand the Chiyuv Chatinezet is Kihesh Delinta Reila Torah. The Torah said Techatinezet to give you an incentive to watch your animal, even for something that's not so normal. That makes sense.
Why do you watch
it would never dawn, even if the Torah told me that if your animal jumps up, you have to be chatinezek, it would never dawn on me to do a shmirah for that.
Because
animals don't do it.
So the same thing, you're not going to watch your animal before it does...
I will, animals occasionally gore. So the Torah throws on me, we say that a person has a chiyuv, a question shmirah plus a shmirah lula, but on a time, a person has to keep an eye out. You can let your animal walk down the street, but you have to be close enough that if something's going to happen that's going to get angry and be ready to gore, that you'll be there to try to prevent it. There is a chiyuv shmirah. The Torah said pechat yinezek, you still watch out for it. There's certain things you watch out for. There's certain things that are so unusual that you wouldn't even watch out. So those things, whatever they may be, that are so unusual that you would not watch out for it, that's not included in kihesh delintur eturei, because you need to tell somebody to do this, you have to pay. It just doesn't dawn on people that this is going to happen. So it's very hard for me to judge. I never saw an ox not boring and not walking, so I don't, I certainly can't judge. So that was left to Chazal to judge, just like you have to judge Orchei Mishonah. You have to judge Mishonah and something that's totally out of the realm of normal. And Agamar's Kiddush is that Lamaka Lamayla is not normal. They don't jump up. Just come up one step, they all jump, but they don't jump up. Whatever is the level of Lamaka Lamayla. Now this is the way that one can understand the Gemara. But Ramesha says that it is problematic. Because, for example, we had the case of Kalbadaf Le'imra. And again, I don't know animals, but it seems that a kalba achla imra is totally unusual. That a kelev should attack a live sheep, Ramesha says, would fall under the category of something that's totally unusual. And kalba achla imra is chayv chatzinazek. He said that if a kelev attacks a goat, you are chayv chatzinazek. So it's a little difficult to rationalize. It could be that there's such a mitzvah that dogs occasionally do attack sheep and less frequently jump up. But it would seem that a dog, I don't know, it would seem, I don't know anything about these animals, but at least from Ramesha writes, that it would seem to be inconsistent. I have to say that where Ramesha is in the Dibros Ramesha in Siman Yud Gimel Anaf Hei, he has this kasha, and Mimela, this pshat is not such a satisfying pshat, because if the Gemara said something totally weird, one thing. The Gemara says lamata lamayla, jumping up. All right, so it's highly unusual. But it's hard to say it's more unusual than a kelev attacking a goat, a kelev attacking a sheep. So this problem, this idea of the way I would learn the Gemara at first glance is a bit of a problem. It's also a problem because we learn the Homa Sefta. It talks all about animals being mazik, and every Mishnah is Chati Nezek, because we don't have a whole slew of Gemaras that talk about such things that are so Mishnah that they're potter. So this whole Mahalach is too much of a chiddush. Too much of a chiddush to just say, all right, there's Mishonah, and then there's Sufa Mishonah. But that would at first glance appear to be Pshat and Taisus. Now, The second shat, we have to see the next case in the Brai. So, Adam, the Tarnago Shadogu, Beimomailo Lamata, Beimata Lamaila Chayogim. People jump. Chickens jump. Beimomata Lamaila, Beimomata Lamata. They do jump, and therefore Chayogim. Frek Taisvis, Adam, the Tarnago, Taisvis, yes, Mashidish, Bodom, the Chayogim. Adam Razim is Chayogim all the time. Yeah, it's yes, normal, it's not normal. But anything that Adam does, that Adam is chayim. He can do the most unusual thing in the world. And it's chayim. So what's it talking about by Adam? So the Yeshua. So Taisa says, no, we're not talking about the Adam. We're not talking about the owner of the Tarnagel or about the Adam pay. Taisa says, Yeshua, it's a totally different case. Nafkaminim, Hifki, Basil, Chaver, Lishma. It's only about a Shomer case. The Yesham Cherishayt of a cotton is an Adam, but the Adam is a Cherishayt of a cotton. Sheshal is our Shalayt again, and Mamat Alamai with Yishbu Kenya. New case, the price is not talking about being Mechayt the Balatarnagol, not talking about Chayt the Adam. No matter, man, someone tells you, watch my house. And you let a child into the house. Is that a good Shmira if you let a child into the house? So it says, it depends. If you let a child into the house, in a way that is mazik from lamayla lamata, then you chayim. It's normal for a child to be mazik. What happens if you let a child into the house and is mazik lamata lamayla? What happens if you let a child in the house and he climbs up on something and breaks it? Is that a chsaron in your shmira? Be mistaken. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Is it normal for children to climb all over? All of us who have little brothers, we all know. Little children, they do climb all over the place. So the Brisa says, all the time, about Chayavim. But what's the case? Taisus is saying, it's not a case, as we thought before, that the Adam or the Tarnagol are Mazik, and why be Mechayev the Adam or the Tarnagol, or the owner of the Tarnagol. No, no case. It's talking about a Shomer. That's what Taisus said. It's talking about a Shomer case. The next step, Taisa says, I'm a reem, it's a kachmur of a fire, 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 it's a kachmur of a fire,
it's
a kachmur
of
a fire, it's a kachmur of a fire, it's a kachmur of a fire, it's a kachmur of a fire, it's a kachmur of a fire, it's a kachmur of a fire, it's a kachmur of a fire, it's a kachmur of a fire, it's a kachmur of a fire, it's a I tried to figure out what's pshat metoich kach nira. What? Okay, but I'm saying without that, if when you read metoich kach nira lefarish, that since this which I said before nira lefarish kelo v'gadi is pata l'gamri, so it seemed to me to say something like when the suffix of people jump up, so dogs certainly don't jump up, and it doesn't follow the metoich kach. So what the Beis Lechem Yehuda brings from the place of Rabbeinu Peretz, B'Teichach means, listen carefully, now that we explain the Seifa of this Braisa, or the Matarnaga, that's talking in a Shomer case, if so, the Reisha is also talking in the case of Shomer. The Reisha, where it said Kalavigdi, Pturin, is also a case of Shomer. Not like you thought till now. Till now you thought Kelev Gedi. The question is, does the owner of the Kelev, the owner of the Gedi pay? We thought that's what it meant. No. It's a case of Shomer, where you're watching something, and you let a dog in. And you felt that the dog going in, there's no sakana. There's nothing on the bottom will be mazik, and everything else is high up. And then the Kelev jumped up, and it was mazik. Since that's Mishunah, therefore, the Shomer is not responsible. The Shomer has no responsibility. He did a good Shmira. The animal did a double Mishonah, it was Mazik. So the Shomer is Pater. Now, we all know when the Shomer is Pater, it is not Chatzin Erdo. When the Shomer is Pater, he's Pater Lagamri. So, the Terkech Nur Lefarish, Hadhan Gedisha, Dog Matal Maim, Ptur, and Hadhan Lagamri, the Choshev Aynis. The Shomer is Pater, he's an Aynis. What? The owner of the Kelev? If there is an owner to the Kelev, of course it'll be Chayim. But the question is, if the Kelev is either a Hefker Kelev, or even if the kelev belongs to the person whose house it's in, you tell me to watch the house, and there's a kelev in the house. I let the kelev go into a different room. Do I have a business letting him in? So the Gemara is saying, yeah, this jumping from bottom to top is not normal. So you're allowed to let him in. If he jumped up, then you're not responsible. There's no fee of to watch for Karen. Shomer Shanachinam, certainly he's only chayv am shir. Shanachinam only has to watch for things that are normal. Shana Safa, perhaps. If it's a Mishana Ke'en Ke'en Ve'Aveda, then he's responsible. Shana Chinam there. So it's a very smooth pshat in Taisvis. If he said it's not like his Rashi in Taisvis, Lahalacha. Rashi is not arguing with Lahalacha. Arguing what the Bryce is talking about. You know, if you want to write a Pirish on the Bryce, Rashi says talking by a Marzik, and Taisvis says talking by a Shaymin. But Lahalacha, Taisus will agree with Rashi that an animal's nazik, but if you're mishunah, it always pays satin nazik, it's okay that you put the lagan. So it's a very nice pshat, and we'll learn that way. Okay, let's see. Chafreza man aleph, fact the Gemara, Vatanya, Akelev, Agdisha, Dolgu, Bang, Lamaila, Lamata, Bang, Lamata, Lamaila, Tulin. We'll go with our Girsa first. Learned in a brisa, kelev gedi is potter no matter which way they jump. So again, like Taisus, I guess we'll have to learn this is talking in the case of a shomer, and like Rashi, it's talking in the case with Amazik. So the kasha is here. It says potter before it said that if they jump normally, yachayis. The gemara of papa de apach nepach kalva biskira kagibus. That it jumped abnormally. The kelev jumped its type of the gedi's kind of jumping. The gedi jumped the kelev's type of jumping. Sricha is climbing. Dogs normally climb, and goats normally jump. I'm trying to think if I ever saw a dog climbing, but I never saw a dog jumping up either. The dogs are always running forward. So, okay. So they jumped abnormally. Yehachi amai p'turim patam nezek shalom chayav mechatzin nezek. So again, learn like Rashi, learn like Taisus. Like Taisus, we're talking about a shomer. I'm watching your house. There's a dog in the house. So I have to watch anything that's normal in the case of the dog. Now, like this brisa is talking also by shmira. Can't be. It says chayv chatzin nezek. This brisa has to be talking not by shmira. Second brisa has to be talking by nazik. No. Right? The second brisa doesn't mention other Vatarim Adol, I guess. So the second brisa is talking by Mazik. And the first brisa is talking by Shomer, the way the best of the brings to learn. The two different cases. The first brisa is Shomer. Second case is Mazik. Nevertheless, the Gemara asked the Kasha that the first brisa said the Shomer is responsible for Lamaila Lamata, and the second one said, you fought Lamaila Lamata. Is it normal? It's not normal. If the Gemara Dapa made it. But the second brisa can't be talking about Shomer. Because the second brisa fears is a case of Chatzin Nezek. So the second brisa has to be talking about regular Mazik. It's explaining the brisa, right?
Right,
so let's see, would it have made sense? Let's say you would have lied, just talking about a shomer. And it was apach meipach. So why am I potter? No. The Gemara's kasha would make sense. Because if I'm not on a level, if the kelev was mazik by jumping down, and I'm a shomer, I'm not allowed to let the kelev into the room when it jumps down. No, this is Tzivasa B'Pshia. So I can't let the animal do room to jump down. So I'm Ipturim.
So even if you're talking by Shemir, the Gemara's kasha would be good. Gemara, clearly the answer holds that we're not talking by Shemir. Okay, so this is the Maskara Sagamara, Taisus Dapach Mepach. The Nachlas David learns in Taisus, but we'll learn the Lashon of Taisus shortly. Nachlas David learns in Taisus that this Taisus tells us a Chiddush. That even though Chilasi B'Shia, the Seifei Ba'ainis, is Chayiv, we pass in as chayiv. Either one of the two svaras we mentioned yesterday, whatever the svara is. But that's only if it's chilasi b'pshia l'gabi a mazik, and seifei ba'ainis in the same mazik. If you have chilasi b'pshia on regel, and seifei ba'ainis on keren, Taisa says that you're potter. That you're puzzled. Now that needs a certain amount of hesber. That's the register. Chilasi b'kshia on regel and seifer ba'ainis on keren, you're potter. Why? Why? I was a pesheya. And let my animal go into your backyard. You have a backyard full of food. And I let my animal go into your backyard, it's definitely going to eat something. What happened when my animal went to your backyard, instead of being mazik through eating the food, instead it was mazik with carrot. So Zaptaisus, Chilase B'Shia of one mazik, Sefer Bainas and another mazik is potter. I'm not chayif, my B'Shia. And ended up jumping in an abnormal way, I'm potter. What's a svara? Chilasi b'kshia on one man. You know, it's a little similar. We had yesterday that Taisus says if chilasi b'kshia on one keli, seifer ba'ainis on another keli, you're potter. In a way, it's similar from one to another. But here, it's the same keli. Your ksheya that's going to be mazik in manner number one, it ended up being mazik in item number two. You're potter. I don't know for a svara. Why, if you hold Chilasi B'Shia Sevainis is Chayiv, why, if it's two different Mazikim, you should be Chayiv? Let's say I let my animal on my roof. Sama Pesheya Legabe Rego. I'm a Pesheya, it's going to jump off the roof, that's Rego. It ended up happening is it didn't jump off the roof, but it did something that's Karen. So why should I be Potter? If it falls off, I'm Chayiv. If I do a pshia of regal and it does, it totally falls off. So it's not shibisi of bainis and I'm chayiv. And if it's safe, I'd be keren. Potter. Maybe I think of a svara, why should be that way? We had yesterday two ways to learn slash shibisi of safe of bainis. Either you chayiv on the pshia, or you chayiv on the ayis. Either way. But chayv on the pshia, so I should be chayv for the pshia. I let the animal on the roof, so I have a chiyuv if it ends up getting ruined. The svar chasur said by this is if I let my animal on the roof, so it's normally going to break this keli. So I have chiyuv for that keli. If the keli ends up not broken, it's good. Why for that? Why only for that mazik? Why only for that mazik? Chilasim b'kshiyam b'chef b'skiyam unless madach if an oinus happens I still have to pay. So if a keren happens, which is less than an oinus, I assume it should happen.
Well, why do you
have
an oinus in the case of if you're
chayv on
the b'shiyah, why
are you
chayv on the
oinus? Well, I'm not chayv on the oinus, I'm chayv on the b'shiyah, just the b'shiyah didn't happen. So I'm chayv on the b'shiyah because it ended up getting ruined, although we got ruined by oinus.
Like the whole carry button is possible, but I need to have a regular.
This is going to abolish the whole parsha. You're saying good. You're saying good. That logically, I should say Tosha say by this, but it's going to ruin the whole parsha. So what you're saying, though, is different than Nachum's Dovid. You're not saying it's a klal that every time you're a pesher for one mazik and you end up being an oinus by another mazik that you're chayyim. You're saying that it's a unique thing to carry. That's what you're saying. Alright, we'll have to see the Lashon of Tosfos for what you're saying. The Nachas David learns that Tosfos is saying a klal, that if you're selected with Shia for one mazik, so for another mazik, you're chayiv. That's the way Nachas David learns Tosfos. At least three of the Gedolim of the previous generation disagree on Pshat and Tosfos and agree with the way Shimshi said, although slightly differently. But Steipler, it's in the Kisrei Kilos Yaakovson in Gimel, and Reb Ruvein and Reb Shlomo all learn that Tosfos is not saying a new rule for Tzilasei B'Shia B'Sefer V'Ainus. Tzilasei B'Shia for one mazik, Sefer is another mazik at your party, which is what the Nachas David learns. They say no. Tosfos is telling us a din regarding Keren. Tosfos is talking about Keren, and he's telling us a chiddush l'gabei Keren. What's the chiddush? So you know, no two neviim say nevu in the same lashon, and the same thing. Reb Ruvein and Reb Shlomo, the Steipler, explained it each his own style. But the shove in saying that Tosfos is only talking here about Keren. He's not making a klal for the rules of Tzlatim Shiv Sefer Vayinus, that if you go from one mazik to another, you're potter. He's saying something special about Keren. Now, see Tosfos' lashon. Tosfos inside, in time of the man, the Yama Tchilasi Bepshia, the Sefer Vayinus, Chayim, the Chayim Nezek Sholem, Tchilasi Bepshia to Orche, the Sefer Vayinus, the Lav Orche. Tosfos asks, that even if it was apach meipach, who cares? It could have gone, jumped normally. That would be a pshia. It decided to jump abnormally. That's an einis, because you said, but it's a push the case. Yishleima. The loy amar, we should discuss a pshia l'gabi regal, l'chaim nezik shon l'gabi keren. The filo pshia gomor l'inyin keren, loy chai vasei toire el'chati nezik. That line and a half is what needs Hasbro. Now, to just say simply the way you were saying that you'll never have a Keren that's Chayiv is not really true, because Bishul Sarabim, you still have a Keren that's Chayiv. Like Bishul Sarabim, you're not a Tzulasi B'Shia for Rego and Shay, so Keren would still be Chayiv Chati Nezik. But your time is Bishul Sanizik, you'll never have a Keren. Right, with the Stipler, we'll go with the I'm not sure which pshat to speak out first. Let's go with the Stipler first. The Stipler says a very interesting insight about Karen. The Stipler, and I mentioned this because he answers a kasha with this on that base, on the base as well. As a matter of fact, the Stipler is Simon Gimel. It's in the beginning of the Masechta. The Stipler says, we all know Keren is Chati Nezek because the owner doesn't have to expect it. The Stipler asks the following question. He says, what happens if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and he would tell you, I don't know why he says Eliyahu HaNavi, any Navi, no? He would come and tell you that your shar tomorrow is going to be in a grumpy mood, and when it walks out in the street, it's going to gore, it's going to do Karen. And you know for sure, you believe this Navi, that that's going to happen tomorrow. When your animal looks in the street, it's going to do carrot. The kachava, next day, you let your animal walk in the street, and it gores with Karen. Are you chayiv chatzi nezek or you chayiv nezek shalom? Here's a case where my animal was magic in the oif and mishona. I don't have an excuse to say I didn't expect it. Normal Karen has two character traits, the Karen law, but there are two parts to Karen. It's mishona, and the owner didn't expect it to happen. That's a regular Karen. Every normal Karen, A, is Mishonah, and B, the owner didn't expect it to happen. What happens if you could come up with this case with Taka Mishonah, but the owner expected it to happen? What's the deal in such a case? What? Excellent, okay. Good, I'll be right. Tysus Lashin is this line and a half of Tysus. Tysus is saying, "Legabe Karen afilo pesheya gomor leinian Karen loychay vasei tayre alachati nezek." Tysus answers this shaila. Tysus says, "Afilo pesheya gomor leinian Karen loychay vasei tayre." Even if you're a pesheya gomor, your navi told you this is going to happen. Afilo pesheya gomor leinian Karen, the Torah said, you only pay chati nezek on Karen. Period. Even if you're pesheya totally. There's no gilui in the Torah to behave you more. Memela, even in such a case, where you're a pesheya, since it's still mishona, regular it's not, it's mishona. Shein it's not, it's mishona. It's not shor, it's not born, it's not eish. There's nothing. You can't be chayiv unless it plugs into something. This plugs into nothing. There's nothing it plugs into to be mechayiv here. Since it doesn't plug into anything, so in the end, you chayiv only chatzi nezek. If you know it's going to do it, still mishonah. I know it's going to attack, but it's not okay. If a dog has rabies, that's different. The spit is dog, it's normal. But Eliyahu Navi didn't tell me this dog is normal. It's normal. He said tomorrow the dog will do an abnormal thing. So he's telling me, tomorrow your animal will do a double mishonah. Because the dog that has rabies, which removing taka was done, the dog which has rabies turns into a type of dog which is now orchid to do it. Eliyahu Navi didn't, but he didn't tell me it's orche. If Eliyahu Navi will tell me that your dog is orche, then you're right. But Eliyahu didn't tell me it's, he didn't tell me that. I'm telling you what he told me. You weren't there when he told me. What he told me was, your animal is going to do a double mishonah tomorrow. Your animal is going to go with Karen, which is mishonah. What? He said specifically, he says, going to walk in the corner of this in the street, this in this avenue, he's going to do exactly this. But it's Mishunah, it's going to do a double Mishunah. He didn't tell me from now on the animal's always going to do, going to be born. What is it? He said, what? Because the Mitzvah of the Shar is that it's Mishunah for it to gore. Just because it's a gore, it doesn't mean it's not Mishunah. Even after it gored, if I talk to you about it, I say, wow, the animal did a double Mishunah. I don't say, yeah, this animal is okay. I say, this animal did a double mission. Let me theorize. You may be right. One second. The name of, since even if Eliyahu Navi tells me I'm a Pesheya and Potter, he will allow that Hanacha. But the Torah said, Mishonah is Potter, even if I'm a total Peshay. So if the Stifler, the Mela, if it's Chilase Rukshia, the Sefer Ba'imis, it can't be worse than if it's a Peshay straight through. Chilase Rukshia, the Sefer Ba'imis, makes it a Peshay. So it can't be worse than if it's a Peshay straight through. And if a Peshay straight through, By Keren, I'm still potter. So it's Zeres HaKosim Rishon is potter. So the Meila, Shalosi B'Shem B'Sayinis is also going to pay Chatzi Nezek. Because Keren can never pay Nezek Shalom unless it becomes a void. But Keren Mishoda never pays Nezek Shalom, even if you're a Peshaya. So Shalosi B'Shem B'Sayinis. Also, you don't pay unless at the end of the day, it's not a Karen. If it's a Karen, you still only pay Chatzi Nezek, because Karen never pays more than Chatzi Nezek. That's the finish of the Steifler. And it's a din specifically by Karen. Specifically by Karen, that a Karen, which is Meshunah, even if you're a Pesheya, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. The Koshkin, if it's only Tfilasi B'Pshia, the Koshkin only pay Chatzi Nezek. If you tell a person that the bricks are falling, so then you become chayim. So why is it different? The bricks are falling, and you warn the person that you're chayim. So the answer is, it comes down to the following. And what it comes down to, you're right. The person is just as much a pesheya with the bricks as with the animal. But what it comes down to is, after I'm a pesheya, granted, by the bricks I'm a pesheya, by the animal I'm a pesheya. Which mazik was I when I was a pesheya? By the bricks falling, so, alright, it's a machlokes, it places in the rush, that's Eishel Bar when the brick falls. But it plugs in to one of the mazikim, which is Chayav Nezek Shalom. So there, when I'm a pesheya and it fits into one of the mazikim, I'm Chayav. By Keren, even after I'm a pesheya, it doesn't plug into any mazik. Which mazik is this animal doing? It's only doing Karen. And Karen is Chatzi Nezek. We made a hanukkah in the beginning of the year that if you could come up, we learned the Mishnah. We had Shein, Regel, Karen, Eshbar, and other mazik. 6 mazik. And we even said a hanukkah, if you can come up with another mazik that's not one of those six, you're potter. At one point we talked about Mayim. There's a different mazik of Mayim. If Mayim doesn't fit into one of these mazikim, it's potter. Well, it has to fit into one of the mazikim to be chayav. The Meila, when I'm a Pesheya, I'm Taka Pesheya. I don't have a Teretz Avayis. Now, what happened? Does it fit into a mazik? If it fits into a mazik, which is what the Rishonim say on the Avav, that a falling brick, Chaisavil Shanafu B'Shasaravim, fits into a mazik, either Eish or Bar, it's not like it. But everyone agrees it has to fit into some mazik. Then I'm chayiv. Masha'inken, by a shor that's mazik through Karen, if you don't satisfy the psukim, doesn't fit into a pasik, it only fits into Karen, I can only be chayiv chatzi mazik. And behu adin, if you hold liyudei gavra, if you hold that you have to go to Bezdin 3 times, to make something a mu'id. It's exerus hakosuf. The pasuk is saying, now this is the way Rebuin phrases, the same idea. Rebuin starts with something else. Instead of picking the case of Eliyahu Navi, Rebuin does the same thing. He just says that by shor, to become a mu'id, you need that it should do it 3 times. And the owner should be warned 3 times. Even if it becomes a mu'ud, if the owner is not warned 3 times, you're not chayav nezek shalom. But chilasi b'pshia b'sayfer b'ayinis, the owner wasn't warned 3 times. The vayta, it doesn't fit into the gzeris hakasim of nezek shalom. So he phrases it, we're doing his phrasing a little more technically. You have to be warned 3 times, you weren't warned. Chilasi b'pshia b'sayfer b'ayinis, it's still a keren, which is Chatzi Nezek. So either way, this is the side, the way they learn Taisvis. They disagree with the Nachlas David, who learned that Taisvis is saying the klal, that every time you have one mazik, that you have chesed shiach for one mazik, and say, but it's a different mazik, you're potter. He says, no such klal. It's a specific din to Karen. And Karen alone can't be chayav nezek shalom. It doesn't even a pesheh gomor, no matter what. And, okay, so we'll leave it that there are two ways to understand Tosis, Nachas David Mahalos, to which we don't, as of now, have a svara, and the way all the, these three achrayim learn Tosis. Okay, Ad Kan is the sugya of Tilosi B'Shia Vesefer Ba'inis. The next sugya is the sugya of Isha Mishem Chitzav and Isha Mishem Amainai. I'd like today, just to give a hagdama to it, the last 10 minutes of Shir, to give you a hagdama to the sugya. And the sugya will probably take us almost to Shavuos. It's a block long. I guess you could call it the last famous sugya that we're going to touch on, Tilosim Shir Sefer, but it's also a famous sugya. And Isha Mishem Chitzav, Isha Mishem Amainai. Now, I did make copies. The key, you should know, any time you have two shitas, and it becomes hard to understand the dakas the kachilik between Isha Mishem Chitzav, Isha Mishem Amainai, any two things, it's always the key is if you study the naftuninas between the two shitas, then you understand the two shitas. In the Kutchusa Shiurim, which I've used in the past for the major sugyas, he has an extraordinary arichos. It's like all safer on the sugya. And in the middle of it, this is chapter Chav Ches, he goes through four nafgaminas between the two, but they're not just on four nafgaminas, it touches on the Yesodis. In the first paragraph, it's a typical Yeshiva Sha'achra. He has four nafgaminas. The fourth one is the one that says in the Gemara, and the first one is the one that it says in Reb Chaim. You follow? And the first one is Reb Chaim's Nafkamina, and the fourth one, he says, Nafkamina Revius, Matanu B'Gemara. He says, the fourth Nafkamina is the Gemara. So you wonder, what's the second and the third? So the second comes from the Nafkamina will be Isis, and the third from Tisis, and the fourth one from the Gemara. So, why did he do it that way? The truth is, Reb Chaim, the illustrator, if you want to be Mazda the sugya to someone, the Reb Chaim is sort of a key to understanding the sugya. That's his first nafgamina. So I made copies here, I'll pass around. I'd like to just be Mazda to you a little of what this is about, and we'll come to an understanding of it, a better understanding as the week goes on. The question that needs to be understood before we even come to these nafkaminas. Now, I would suggest that before you do this piece, you do some of the Gemara. Okay, not to the whole sugya, but at least you should know Gemara before you get to the achrayim. But the Derech HaKdama, we have to ask ourselves a question. The Gemara is going to ask, why is Eish Chayiv? Is Eish Chayiv Isha Mishem Chitzav, Isha Mishem Amainai? What do they mean? Worry about that tomorrow. But why is the Gemara even asking the question? Why don't you say, hey, why is Eish Chayiv? Eish is Chayiv, because it's Eish. What do I need Hesperim for? If you ask me, why is Shor Chayiv? I'll tell you, Shor is Chayiv, because there's a Mazik called Shor. Why is Shein Chayiv? We never assume you're Shein Mishum this or Shein Mishum that. Shein is Chayiv, because it's the Torah said, Shein is Chayiv. Why is Bar Chayiv? There's Shayiv a Bar Mishum a Minor. We didn't have any Machlaikis in the Lomdis. We had a Shayiv, Bar Yechayiv because of the Chavata, because of the Avi. What part of Bar? We didn't have Shayiv, Yishay Mishum, Bar Mishum Ma. Why is the Gemara asking Isha Mishum this, Isha Mishum that? So the Pnei Yeshua asked this question. If you take out the Kutchi Seishurim from Zion, he deals with the question. He deals with Pnei Yeshua. There's something different about Eish that makes it beg an explanation. What's different about Eish is that Eish has Kayach Achamur Rebbe. Eish is something which spreads. Eish is something which spreads. It spreads because of the wind. It spreads because there's fuel for it to spread to. I only put a match down. Suddenly the whole forest is in flame. My match, I understand what my match did is pashut. And it's decided that you have to know for the whole sugya. If I take a fire and I light your beged, I take a flame in my hand and I light your beged, which mazik is that? Which mazik is it? That's Adam. That's Adam. Just like if I take a hammer and I smash somebody's tape recorder, the mazik is not hammer, the mazik is Adam. The same thing, if I take a flame and I put it to your jacket, that's Adam HaMazik. That's not Eish. That's not the Sugya Dishon Shem HaMani Shem Shem Kitzo. That's Adam HaMazik. We're talking here where fire spreads. The fact that fire spreads is Kaychai and Kayach Kaychai and Kayach Kayach Kaychai. It's not the person anymore. The fire is spreading. The Mazik of Eish is a Mazik that starts with a Maisa HaAdam. The person lit one piece of paper, and that was Adam HaMazik. And I would think when the piece of paper ignites the next piece of paper or ignites a tree, that Kaychai or Kayach Kaychai, that's all a judgment of Adam HaMazik. And how do we look at it? Kaychai, Kayach Kaychai, Kayach Kaychai, well, what's it doing? The Torah says no. The Torah says this Mazik, which I can explain, Bar, I couldn't explain otherwise. There's no Pasha Bar. I dig a bar. How do you look at it? It's a new Matthias. Eish, I could explain. It's Adam HaMazik. He did something. And now it's Kayachai, and it's Kayachai, and it keeps on going. The fact that the Torah took something that I would normally understand as Kayachai and Kayachai, and it said you're looking at it the wrong way. That means the Torah is telling us by Eish, look at this Mazik differently. You have to look at this matter. We are not labeling it the normal label that you would assume. You would assume the label is Kaychai, Kaychai of Adam. The Torah says, no, we're not looking at it that way. So how are we looking at it? What are we doing now when we take it away from Adam? How are we relabeling Eish? That's the Shiloh of Isha Mishim Chita, Isha Mishim Lamayna. The one who says Isha Mishim Lamayna holds that it's not Kaychai, it's not Kayach Kaychai, forget the person. It's Mamaynai. Just like there's a Parsha of Shar, it's your mom and Amazik. Parsha of Eish, it's your mom and Amazik. The Torah is saying, forget the person who lit it, but he lit the Zodah. After that, it's a new Mazik. It's Mamaynai. Just like you have an animal has energy to run, fire has energy to run. It's Mamaynai Amazik. The Mandiyamu says Isha Mishim Chitza says no. You don't take it away from what it was till then. It's a type of Adam. It's a type of Maisa Adam. Just till now, I would have thought it's Kaifai, Kayah Kaifai. They're saying no. Eish, the Kayah Hamurabai of Eish is all part of what he's doing. It's all part of his Maisa. And the Torah is telling you, don't look at it as Kaifai, Kayah Kaifai, etc. Look at it as his arrow. It's all somehow an extension of the other Mamazik. So this is the goal of the Sugya. The goal of the Sugya is to understand two radically different ways of understanding Eish. They're very different. Is a fire like my ox? Just like I have an ox or a donkey or a dog or a kiti, whatever it is, I have a fire. And the fire, I look at it that way. Or is it somehow considered part of what I did, part of my life? That's Isha Yishom Chitza. And Rav Chaim's Yisoid that he brings here, the first paragraph we'll discuss tomorrow. Rav Chaim's Yisoid is that this idea of Isha Yishom Chitza means not. It means, the way I'm saying it, that the Torah is interpreting fire as an extension of my Maisa. It's not a type of Mazik that it's a new Gezeiras HaKasuv. that this is considered as if it was your chetz and your chayiv. Wrong. It's not as if it's my chetz. It is my chetz. Ishay mishum chitzav. I don't know how the Yatzkal interprets it. But if they say that Eish is like it's your arrow, that Reb Chaim is saying that's not pshat. Pshat is, it is your arrow. It is your knife. Because we're going to see that we're going to talk about Hilchos Shabbos. If you're only Ishay mishum chitzai, so we're going to say in Hilchos Shabbos we deal with Ishay mishum chitzai. Or in Hilchos Ritzicha we deal with Ishay mishum chitzai. In other words, the Torah is interpreting when I light a fire, the fire spreads, that's all my Nisim. It's my Sabaylim. And it's my Sabaylim, the Metzias is my Sabaylim. And Meilim has ramifications for the Shabbos, it has ramifications for Hilchos Ritzicha, and for any other halacha you could think of, it has ramifications. So this is the aside. You have a lot of work for tomorrow, so you have to start the Gemara, and I'd like you to at least get through a piece of this and make sure you understand it. Tomorrow's Thursday shiur is a little brief anyhow, so until we really get into it, it'll be Sunday, but try to throw yourself in. If you understand the foundation of Isha Mishum Ramayin, Isha Mishum Kitsa, then the whole sugya will go much, much more.